Weakness. Written by Flamin Kobold. Read by
Aether,
Pezax,
Little Red Robin Hood,
and CC Rebels.
Shows and movies always have these over-the-top evil guys that like to monologue. The kind of villain that you don't ever really find in real life. Except I seem to have stumbled over the rare exception. It was good, though, that he kept monologuing at me, because it meant I had more time to work through the virus coursing through my system, freezing me in place.
To think a rogue sec unit would care about human lives? To have friends?
I started to not much care about this one's life. He leaned in and I really wished he didn't.
Can I tell you a secret?
He asked, in the tone of someone who would tell you one whether you wanted to hear it or not. True movie villain territory, really.
Caring is a weakness. So are friends.
I rolled my eyes, because I still hadn't gotten control back over my voice module. At least my fingers were mine again, and I itched to curl them into a fist.
But don't worry. I'll rid you of these weaknesses.
Uh-oh. That's never a good phrase to hear. I worked faster on getting control back over my body.
These ones in particular seem to be your weakness.
He continued, unbothered by my murder glare. Then he pulled up a picture of the Preservation Ox team, and oh no, he didn't.
Maybe I should start with this one.
He mused, and zoomed in on Dr. Mensa. Oh, it was on. No one hurts my humans, especially not this one.
I don't think so,
a new voice said calmly, and I really wished I had my cameras back. Off-brand villain turned to the voice, and then a second later curled up on the floor. Mensa stood over him, one of the electric prods in her hand that had nearly taken me out earlier, before the virus had infiltrated my system. I could have hugged her. I didn't, because physical contact was still mostly icky, but mostly because I still couldn't move my legs. She rushed over to me.
Are you okay?
I nodded.
Totally fine. Just give me a second.
I said. Well, I tried to say. What came out were only fragments of that sentence. It made her smile in relief, though. And she pulled out a small chip from a pocket.
Perihelion says this will help.
I wanted to say that Art should stop sticking its nose into my business, and that I got this. But it probably would be quicker. So I nodded again, and opened one of my ports for her to insert the chip. So much for my friends being a weakness. The end.